With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. With restaurants and other food service providers shut down, dairy producers haven't had any place to send their milk. Christy Spence is with Dairy West and works with dairy in Utah and Idaho and says it's as bad a situation as she's seen in a while.
It is a really tough time right now. There's just been a confluence of events that I think have kind of come together in this perfect storm of low milk prices and then just having to discard milk when there is no home. And I guess I'd say the bright spot is that in most cases, dairy farmers are extremely resilient and, tend to be optimistic. But that said, this isn't a situation I want to try to paint with rose-colored glasses. What we're doing at Dairy West is we are actively working with our partners to find homes for milk and keep it moving through the supply chain in whatever way we can. So we have great relationships with schools. We're working with food service directors and school districts, and to date have worked with over 500 feeding sites to make sure that they have the proper equipment that they need to continue serving dairy products at the right temperature and in the right distribution channels that they're using to meet their school district needs.
And we'll have a chance to hear more from Christy Spence with Dairy West in tomorrow's program. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.